from the Perth, Australia rave, to the scene to Cruz, California rave, to the girl who left a cyber love note on net to a dude called Skeeter. I met the dude in the waiting lounge at the JFK International Airport and told him your message. He asked me to post this. Dear Sable, your distress at Clove's impish desertion afflicts me most ungently. On the feverish slope, I think on you to excess. Please wait for me in Santa Cruz so that we can go north together to retrieve Clove. Deliriously yours, Skeeter. End of message.
Skeeter! Oh, Skeeter! I can't tolerate this excessive lust one microbe more! Wait till you get here. I'll say, kneel down and pledge allegiance to your Sable, errant dude. Wherefore did you make heedless rapture with my supple Sableness in a cave of Cliffside Cruz, and thence go hitching all hoaxishly away? Kneel and make recompense, and I'll dispense most ecstatically with frigidalities and shoot fructose drops of ardor all down your fine tan body. Give me that face, that sunset mound of hair. Let me crust it and relax it. Oh, dude, so slithery fair. Forget Clove and cleave only to me. Surrender to me. I'm not a horse. I'll not be one of two. Nightmarish in a stallion stable. I'm the one, the only, the finest, the fecundest. I am Queen Sable. Kneel and lick my navel. Navel-licking knave. Nay, 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 nay. I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
They didn't give Bushy no toothbrush. My teeth hurt. I want to scratch my teeth. They want me to get clean and they didn't give me a toothbrush. Nurse, nurse, brush my friggin' teeth before I eat this entire stinky-ass sheet. I'll swallow the whole sheet and pull it out my ass. That'll make me clean. Clean? Why should I be clean? Why did I come to this shiny place? I wish I was back on the outside, back on 45 with my home bitches. Bushy is homesick, people. I need some. I want Terry. Even if he puts me in the stomach 12 million fucking times, it would be better than this. Would someone please come here? I want my pipe. I want some step on a line, break your mama's spine, smoke on some crack, break your own back, don't never come back. I don't want to come back to reality, people. What have I got, people? What have I got? Toothbrush! I ain't even got a toothbrush. My teeth hurt. They are covered with scum. Didn't no one ever teach Bushy how to brush her teeth? Not my drunken ass granny. Not my beaten ass mother. Not my stepfather, Henry. He knocked my teeth out my ugly head. Said, there you go, Molly. That's what you get. Now swallow it. I swallow my tooth. Girl at PS51 told me about the tooth fairy. I was crazy. Tooth fairy gonna go digging in my stomach for my tooth? She gonna leave a 50-cent piece? Am I gonna shit 50-cent pieces? But I brushed my teeth for Magdalena Rigoba. I brushed up after I met her, cause she said, Molly, you nasty. You don't brush your teeth. So I brushed them, and I smiled at her. I said, see, see, and I kissed her. Meg, 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 Magenta, Rush, and Bushy, down on the train tracks. No one ever saw, no one. I want to brush my teeth! nothing. No money, no high, no home bitches, no pimp, no neighborhood. I can't. Let me out. I want to go back. I was born a whore, and I'll die a whore. At least a whore could buy her own toothbrush! Toothbrush! I want to bite the world. I want to bite the Virgin Mary. I want to bite Jesus Christ. Hey! I want to bite that Holy Ghost on his holy hairy butt. I want to brush and brush my teeth till they bleed and bleed to a river bigger than Hudson and float me on a boat back to Magdalena Rigoba, Magenta Rush. I want to tear this world apart and see what they got in the next one. God. God. I never saw you, God. I saw your pimp. The Pope. But I don't want to go through no go-betweens this time, God. I want you to put out for me. Is that you, God? On the other side of that window? Come in. Oh, they got it sealed. Oh, I get it. I don't get it. Why do you need a pimp, God? Why is everybody pimps or whores? I need to brush my teeth. They taste like three-day-old egg foo young from out of Wing Ching's on 10th Avenue. They taste like sucked-on dirty fingers from out of empty pockets. God, if you really are God, tell the Pope to fuck himself and get Bushy a toothbrush. We'll take it from there. Amen. Sit in, Paul, dude. The half-breed Sioux rancher left me at the McDonald's at Murdo, South Dakota. Needless to say, I was most,
demoralized?
Correcto. There's the apt palabra.
And who'd you hitch next?
Well, and I was most misfortunate to be hitched up by this heinous wholesaleress of Indian talismania and spiritual paraphernalia and like that. She was speeding to Manhattan in time for the Christmas sales. A business-blinded person, such as yourself.
Hold it now, Skeeter boy. Axe no?
Yep. I refer to your ties with that corporate body.
Now, locating oil and manufacturing necessary chemical compounds, that's hardly the equivalent of bartering in primitive...
Oh, come on, Paul. Primitive. That's such a canard.
Oh, okay, then... ancient tribal art of
whatever. Do you want to hear the remains of the narrative, or...
Go on. December, South Dakota, McDonald's.
Aren't you two lover boys going to finish eating your greasy egg sammies? If I can't smoke in this fascist airport, I'd better keep eating.
Oh, yeah. Here, Jeannie.
Here. So, this Deanna Dream Deer... picks me up in her Dream Seeker van, which has got, like, antlers strapped to the fenders. And then she tried to, tamper with my testicles in a most unsolicited fashion.
By golly!
Deanna Dream Deer, she teaches with me at the Epiphany Institute, that slick medicine wheel of fortune seminar. That phony tried to molest my nephew on a cold winter's highway in the middle of bumfuck South Dakota?
Bumfuck Wisconsin. She drove real fast.
I'll have her excommunicated. There won't be a witching circle that she can step foot in from sea to shining sea, the spoiler.
No, calm down, Jeannie, son,
Nah. I wangled her into making it in the snow, Eskimo styley. And then I hid under a snowdrift while she tried to run me over in her Dream Seeker mobile. Merry fucking Xmas, like that.
Well done.
Yeah, and then I was hitching anyone who'd take me to keep warm. I got grievously lost and was near frozen food by the time Camille picked me up, driving her uncle's stolen pickup to Milwaukee to obtain abortion services.
My gosh.
Passengers holding tickets 1 through 30, now boarding flight 202 to Portland. This is your final boarding call.
Skeeter, hon, come on. It's time to get on the plane.
Oh, gee, I wish I were getting on the plane with you.
Paul, please. I told you you could see us off if you didn't try to coerce me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeanette. It's just Your nephew's stories about crossing America are so fascinating. What a thing for a young fella to do.
Excuse me, we're having a final security check here. Can you just raise your arms?
Sure. On the frisk foot, much gratitudinals for salvaging me from those hoaxious cops, Paul, trying to curtail my civilities and like that.
Yes, thank you, Paul, for that.
Not at all. It was unjust and un-American. I was shocked. Well, goodbye, corporate dude. Goodbye, Skeeter. Jeanette, will you at least think about us?
Okay, Paul.
Well, have a good time with your sister in Portland, and a safe trip if you decide to go to Alaska.
Spirit is with me, Paul. Take care of yourself.
Well, I'll see you soon.
Well,
excuse me, but there's something wrong with this hat.
It's a mood hat. It changes colors with your mood.
Well, it's registering as a security risk. You'll have to leave it behind. I can't let you board with it.
Afraid not, airline lady dude. The hat stays atop my head.
What did he say?
Ezekiel Christian Fry, come on, take off the hat. Give it to Paul. You'll mail it to Linda, right, darling?
Certainly, I'll FedEx it to your mom in Portland. Right away, Scout, give it to me.
Matt, this is the final warning.
Oh, goddess, can't he take the fucking hat?
There's no call for that kind of language, ma'am. No
loan commercial?
No, that's another poet. This is the poet who does the TV dinner ad. You know, dirty hotel room, slamming words together. No time to cook. Just snoop me up a Hungry Jack. Make sure it ain't Kerouac. Beep, beep.
Oh, right. You do that very well.
Thanks. I was a communications major.
So what is this? We're holding up the entire plane. Sir, are you boarding?
I can't. You understand, Aunt Jeanette. You're a practitioner of magic. I can't hazard in planing without the hat.
What did he say? But what's the hat?
Dude, I was weaned on hitching. I've never been off dudes.
But what am I going to tell Linda? I promise I'd get you back to Oregon without hex or harm.
I know. I'll take him, Jeanette. I'll tell you what. We'll take the train.
But, Paul, if you think that you can get me...
No, I'm not doing it for you, Jeannie. I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it for Skeeter. I'm doing it for America, for Amtrak. I'm doing it for Heather so that she can further her goddamn plot. I'll see my little lefty daughter, Sheila Marie, in Berkeley. I'll see this damn country. It's high time.
Are you getting on the plane? We're closing the hatches.
Oh, God, it's for fend us all. Okay, Skeeter, Paul, take care of each other, you men. Run! Jog! Jog! Bye!
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 Many thanks, dude.
What do you say, fella? Penn Station?
Most lacriciously.
Let's go, then.
Tally-ho.
Where are you going, Girl Scout?
Northwards to Puget Sound, or at least the Seattle area.
Jump in.
Here, slam the door, slam her hard. She's an old truck, Janice Jalopy. Here, let me do it. Hi. Got any cookies?
What are you?
I'm just joking. You look like a Girl Scout selling cookies. Although Route 101 ain't the place to do it. Anyway, you're too old to be a Girl Scout. How old are you, 18?
Yeah.
Oh, 17?
Yeah.
16?
Correcto. But I'm not a runaway. I mean, I am, but I called my parents, and they're all resigned to my absconsive behavior and like that.
Fuck me. I love trying to wrap my brains around the way you next generation talk. I wouldn't care if you were a runaway. Chris Gomez, and this is my truck, Janice Jalopy. I know, it's a corny name. My ex named her that.
Hi, I'm Cliff Carnelian. Is that your boat in the back?
Yep, that's my speedboat, Stevie Nicks. Yep, she got a puncture off Devil's Elbow. You know where that is?
Here in Oregon, right?
Well, yeah. Do you know where you are?
Route 101?
Yeah, you're in Swiss Law National Forest. How'd you get here and not know that? Where are you from?
I'm from Santa Cruz.
Fuck me! You hitched all the way from California?
I hitched waterways.
Say again?
I say I came by way of the ocean, I like that. I was loathful to relinquish my watery mode of transport, but After walking the last 3 days, I juxtapose that if I stayed to the coastal highway, I'd still be following the Brussels sprouts. Hey, is this some new thing that teenagers are into that I haven't kept up with, or are you deranged? I mean, what the fuck?
It's complex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Open that thermos. I got some medicinal tea in there. It's supposed to help you break up with your man. It replaces the sex hormones with tranquility molecules or some shit. I don't know. You want some?
Nah. I'm aiming to find my dude, not cut him loose or whatever.
Yeah. You want a cigarette?
Nah. I don't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm quitting just as soon as I get the rest of the Marlboro Adventure Team gear. See? I got the jacket, eh?
I was waxing curious on that.
Yeah, I got the knife, I got the shirt, I got the sweats, the kerchief, the drinking gourd. I just want the blankets. You know, truly nifty little plaid blankets, too. It's just bullshit, you know, but it was a big joke between me and Ernie. Asshole. Damn this lighter. Come on, Janice DeLoppy, fire up that lighter. These batteries better not be going out on us. We'll get fogged in the dark. These hairpin curves, shit. Oh, there it is. Now tell me about these Brussels sprouts.
Well, it all started when I walked into the ocean at this rave. That's a dance thing where everyone stays up and dances.
I know, I know. How old do I look, eh? Yeah, I know. My buddy Possum's a DJ in Eugene. You take ecstasy and you trip out.
Well, we dance. It's not the ecstasy, and it's the toughish Spanish world of dancing that puts you in a ravished trance. It's too complex. That came later. See, I walked into the ocean following these crabs who were talking to me, and then I got saved by this rare presence who put me across the road in fields of Brussels sprouts.
Wow. You mean like a spiritual force lifted you out of the water?
Well, I know this is overly excessive to most ears, but he identified as Cobain the Friendly Ghost.
Wait. Like Kurt Cobain?
Like Kurt Cobain.
Were you a big fan of his? Were you one of those teenagers they said was real upset?
No. That makes us duplicatious.
Say again?
I don't overly get it either. I'm just following an ultra-visual in my mental eye.
Oh, you mean like a vision?
Whatever. It's too complex.
What is it? I think I get it. Come on, girl. Convince me you're not insane, eh? I don't let insane people ride in Janice DeLoppy.
Well, tied in with the haunting of the ghost, I began to see this visual of Brussels sprout roots twining under sand north toward Puget Sound, or at least
the Seattle area.
Yeah, and I knew I was all destined to follow them. So I did, by way of hitching houseboats, speedboats, fishing smacks, sailboats, and walking the cliff dunes, till finally I got excessive hunger pangs, and I came out here and hitched on your truck. I wanted to do it all by water, but...
Are you hungry? Dig in that bag. There's half a burrito left over from the gas station back in Seal Rock.
Oh, thanks.
Oh. Wow. Hungry, eh? Fuck me, and I thought I was adventurous. Shit. I only shot the rapids 25 times, climbed Mount McKinley. I killed a bear with a rock once. I didn't want to, but I had to.
Realistically? God.
Yeah, but you're only 16 and you've done the open sea from Santa Cruz to Yaquina Bay. Look, I'm going inland, see some friends in Portland. You want to go there? You'll get a ride to Seattle, no problem. Tear yourself away from the sprouts for 24 hours, eh?
Well, okay.
Well, all right. We can bitch about boys all the way. Crank on the radio.
All right.
Oh, I like this song. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. I like Sheryl Crow. You like Sheryl Crow?
Not over much. I mean, I reckon she has a good voice and all, but I don't see why she had to scarf down, like, all those awards at the American Music Awards.
Oh, yeah? Well, I like Sheryl Crow. You got a little boyfriend?
Well, I waxed lustful for this one dude, but...
Oh, yeah?
He met my best friend and Ferris cohort table the same night.
Oh, great. See that? And where is this little two-timer now?
I don't know. After our flickery meetings, he disappeared, but he writes sometimes.
Wow. And I thought the next generation might be a little bit better. Fuck me. That's just like Ernie with his Allison and his Jesse. Asshole. You know what killed me?
What?
It's the Marlboro Adventure Team. I mean, we had everything but the blankets, you know? I mean, it was just a joke, but it was a good joke when we were together. Nah, it's a bad joke. I actually was holding on to the relationship until we got the blankets. Fuck me. What'll I do?
Die of cancer, all solitary, I'd like that.
Ooh, you are a teenager. That hurts.
Isn't it the realistic truth?
Wow. Yeah. But the truth gets tricky after 21.
What do you mean?
You'll see. Eat that funky apple turnover in the bag, too, girl. Eat up. You need your strength, girl. I know I need mine. Down, down, down. Down, 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 down. Balzac, if you'll just come to, if you'll just come back to your senses and say hello, bye, you old girl. Thought I was comatose, did you? Damn, it's only a leg, Ballsy. That's all it is. It's just a leg and an awful shock. Now, if you'll just wake up. Well, I'll read you your headlines. You're famous, you mad, wretched little poodle. Here we are. Daily News. Demo dog takes dive for doc. Newsday. Pro-choice poodle plugged by gunman. And then there's the Post. Bow wow ow. Canine catches clinic doc's bullet. And, of course, the paper of record. They didn't give you a headline. They just gave you a small column in the back. Courageous toy poodle foils assassination attempt outside Manhattan clinic. Of course, you're not a toy poodle. You're an ordinary poodle. Why must the Times invariably get something wrong? The other dailies seem to manage perfectly well. Ha! Balzac, since you were shot, I've scoured my conscience, and I've asked myself two questions. One, ought I to have named you after the French writer Honoré de Balzac, given the tragic and melodramatic content of his novels? Well, about that, I decided, well, what's in the name? The second question is more serious. Ought I to have brought you to the defense of the abortion clinic? Well, about that, I can only tell you this. I myself have had two illegal abortions. One was in France when I was married to Bill, and that didn't go at all badly. The other was here in New York during my second marriage. It was an extremely hot day in the middle of August. Pea soup days, Kelly liked to call them. Kelly was up at the Tricot Farm in New Hampshire painting. I'd been waiting for half a month for Kelly to leave town so that I could have it. He was an atheist, Kelly, but an Irishman nonetheless, and I knew he'd put his foot down over an abortion. A man could easily have his wife arrested or sent to a ward for such a thing. And much as I loved Kel, I could see by that time that our marriage wasn't working, and that if we were to have a child, I'd be left the way Hopper McPherson's wife, Adele McPherson, had been left, alone in a flat in the village with a screaming one-year-old, while Hopper went out carousing with artists' models at the Cedar Tavern.
Well, I was far too fond of my own drink in those days to give it up for changing diapers. So I made my way in a cab to a dirty townhouse in Chelsea, where I was blindfolded and put in a car and driven, I still have no idea where, except it must have been Queens or Brooklyn, because I could hear the ocean in the distance. And that's all that kept me alive, Ballsy, during the next 10 hours. The distant sound of waves and children playing and bells and an ice cream man calling, "Ice creams, get your ice creams." I lay on a board, not a hospital gurney or a cot, but a bare board, no sheet. And there was no fan. Flies buzzed about. There was a nauseating stench. And a man with dirty fingers and dirtier implements prodded and poked my feminine organs as though he were deboning a fish. It took 20 times longer than the operation in France had taken. 20 times. I lay there panting, afraid I was going to die. I could only listen to the sounds of the surf and pray, "Please, God, allow me to live long enough not to die here. Only allow me enough strength to walk out of this sordid house and follow that salt wind to the seaside. Please, God," I said. "I don't care at all if I die like a feral cat on a shabby boardwalk, but don't let me die in here." Instead, I lay in my own blood until I passed out. When I woke up back in the townhouse, they wouldn't let me sleep, which was all I wanted to do. They kept hollering at me, "You got to leave. This isn't a hotel, you know." I hadn't thought it was. At last, and I don't know how, someone must have phoned her, but Iris came and fetched me. She was speechless with shock, and as well as I know her, she was furious. But she came, and she fetched me, and she took me home, and she nursed me. And aside from Iris, Balzac, you're the only person, I mean, creature on Earth who knows this story. In fact, you're the only one, because Iris and I never discussed it. So you see, dear dog, why I had to escort that girl into the clinic. It was a matter of life and death for me then, and alas, it remains one.
Balzac? Baldy? He's awake! Balzac! Hello, dear. Where have you been? You've had loads of people worried sick about you. Look at all your cards. Here, I'll read you one. Here's one from Constantine and the Blue Ship Diner and all the customers. They send all of their love and some bacon cheddar quiche. Bacon cheddar quiche, you know, what you're always sneaking off Aunt Iris's plate. Hang on. I'll get you some. It's only on that table. Balzac, you mad, wretched little dog. Look at you.
So I'm in the cave by the dead elephant seal with Sable. And she's throbbing, grief-struck over her friend Clove, and I'm waxing masculine-like with, nah, she can't be drowned.
I thought you said you were crying.
Ta!
Well, right, I fess up. I've yet to master the masculine way of being and like that, but I'm attempting a masculine-like tone through a veil of tears. And I'm coaxing her onto how Clove might not be drowned and suicide watch actual deaths is merely a hoaxish TV program and fuck them in their buzzardine curiosity and like that. And then Sable, how can I phrase it? She folds into me, dude, like just add water batter folds into a cake pan. Oh. But get back to Clove, dude. Did she drown, or didn't you want to hear about soft, furry Sable? I want to hear about Clove. Did she drown? She got found in a Brussels sprouts field and arrested. And then what'd she do? Well, then I stole two fingers on the inside of her kneecap. The underside, if you ride my thought. When? When they were arresting her? Nah, I'm referring to Sable. I thought we were on Clove. We're still on Sable? Well, I almost was, till you rupted me. Sorry, dude. It's just the way you described that babe. All wild and spicy. You said her skin was spicy, right? Right. Like her name. I just want to know more. It's like we're here on this train in the dark, and there's all those freaking rocks out there on the desert, and each one goes by, I'm seeing her the way you said. Her eyes, her hips, rocks all look like her running into the water. I can't believe that. Tell me how she did that again. Her job, dude. You and me were just acquainted since El Paso. And it's true, we wax most uncannish in our similar life experiences, such as having fucked up dads and both being into rave and like that. But I fear you're over-identified with my love interests, Clove and Sable. Did I not commence this recountal with the heartfelt pronouncement that I was stricken with love for both?
Polly! Polly, put it down! The mayonnaise jar is empty! Don't you see? There's nothing I can do!
What's his problem? Paul's a corporate dude, losing faith in the corporate way of life and his marriage, and grasping on to my Aunt Jeanette, who's real pretty. Both my Ma Linda and my Aunt Jeanette are exceedingly attractive. Do you like older women?
Yeah.
We do have most everything in common.
Polly, no! Throw it away! Throw it in the garbage! It's empty! No more sandwiches! No more sandwiches!
He's dreaming about his wife, Polly, I surmise.
Surmise. There's a good word. No word I favor.
What?
Henchman. Yep,
that's a good word.
Yeah, I have to figure a time to use it.
Nah, bro, don't bother with that. Take a word of advice from me. Just plug whatever word you want right on into the going vernacular. Those that don't get it won't. Those that do will tune their ears most readily.
Your thoughts are henchmen to my own.
There you go.
Polly! Jeanette! Jeanette! Polly!
He's torn twixt the two of them.
Can't keep two women. You got to give one up. What? Ever.
Paul! Dude! Wake up!
Oh, where am I?
You're on the train. We're in the Arizona desert. Paul, I just met this dude, Job. Job, this is Paul.
Hey, dude. He sounds just like...
I know. We were just saying as to how we were all coincidentally related like that. Like henchmen.
Henchmen? What's your name?
Job.
Don't you mean Job?
That's my true name, as in the Bible book, but my friends all call me Job, as in get one.
I see. And where are you headed, young man?
Santa Cruz.
I thought you said San Francisco.
Tickets, please. Sorry to disturb you, ma'am, but we're checking tickets. Tickets, please. Sorry to disturb you.
Gotta go to the bathroom. See ya, Skeet. Where are you going?
Son?
Till we meet again, henchmen.
Am I awake, or did we just meet a kid named Job?
Yep, we did. And I hazard we'll meet again.
This gets more and more like one of those cheap novels that you buy at the airport when your plane is like...
Go back to sleep, Paul, dude. You're babbling.